Kof Zion in Nissan, Sunday the 27th of April, Diane Hanoch Friedman, Mor Shilas on Choshen Mishpot.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Oh, when I speak about Choshen Mishpot, I like always that the people should hear their comments, what they think about the cases, and that adds a great deal. One case I'd like to talk about was somebody hired a taxi driver to go to take him to the zoo in Ramat Gan, and he told him, the kids, they want to see the animals, the kids there, and they came there, the zoo was closed. Well, that's not the driver's fault, the responsibility. But to find out whether it's open or not is on the passenger, not on the driver. But the driver told him that he knew it was closed. and he took him at any rate. Now the question is, does the passenger have to pay the driver under such a circumstances where the driver knew the chadchila was closed?
Why did he take him?
he wanted to pay. That's why he took him.
Return fare as well.
Well, he has the choice on the way back to go with somebody else if he wants. But what do you think of this situation? Excuse me?
Was using the zoo as a
landmark? No. He told me my children want to see the animals. He told him.
Maybe he should have inquired if it's open or not.
No, Shev Altos, the taxi driver said nothing. He can't be hired for anything. The taxi driver have an obligation.
He might have said, he's got moral obligation.
Just one person at a time. We can't hear all the comments.
He's got a moral obligation.
You morally should have told him.
I don't hear you.
Morally. Legally,
oh, that's the question. We say morally, maybe he should have done. Definitely did something wrong. The taxi driver is definitely a Russia. They knew. But the question is, that legally, is do we look upon it as this, there's an obligation here or not?
Yes. Ooh. A mensch,
you're right. Well, maybe that's not part of his job. You hired me to take you to a certain place. I took you.
I think
we'll be allowed to come in there. It's true, but you didn't ask me. You didn't ask me whether I know. You asked me to take you. You didn't ask me whether I knew. Good, but you didn't ask me if I knew. If you would ask me for my opinion, if it's closed and it's open, I would have told you, then there would be no shaila. But didn't they ask him that? So that's the question here.
I think that if you gave him an address, then maybe not. But if he told him specifically, I'm going to the zoo.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm going with his children.
So what? I took it to the zoo. It's closed. Not my fault. I took it to the zoo.
I hear.
The rule was closed, so it's your fault.
Whose fault?
The rule of taxes.
It's not his fault. He didn't close the zoo.
You knew it was
closed.
You knew it was closed.
So what? Who says his responsibility?
Can I try something else? Could the taxi driver time that? Could the taxi driver time that you should have found out whether or not the normal...
That's for sure. If a taxi driver did not know, it's a responsibility on the person. Question situation where he knew, like somebody else brought up the point. Morally, he should have told him that's not his job. That's what someone else said.
The other way around. The taxi driver.
That's someone else. He's good. Did the wrong things in Russia. Chayav b'shamayim. Shayav, he loses his char for taking him there. But I'll tell you what I think. What I think is, or you could be the same question, if you hire a builder, and you, even though you have responsibility to find out whether your property can hold the building or not, but you hired a builder, and he knows it's quicksand. See, he knows it's not going to last. So, say anything about it.
What?
What?
one of us should know building stuff, where it's safe. You can easily find out the guy going to the zoo where to go.
I also could have found out, but I'll tell you what I think. I think that there's an umdana and das bnei adam, that when you deal with a person and you know, and he knows that you don't know, and you know that he would never have done it if you would have told him what's going on. So he expects you to tell him the truth. That if you know, that it's worthless to go there. And you're hiring him to do a job. And he knows you've never hired him. And he knows that you don't know. And you know that then there's an umdan and das bnei adam that you would never have hired the person under those conditions. And he knows that too. If it was an umdan that the worker did not know. But there's an umdan and das bnei adam that everybody knows. So I would presume that because of that umdan, the deal is bought.
So umdan not to rely on a taxi driver?
What?
Is the umdana not to rely on Israeli taxi driver?
What? No, there's the mechuyev to take him back. What do you mean? Is she mechuyev? Is she mechuyev to take him back also?
He's stuck with his kids in the middle of nowhere.
Can you imagine what's
a good question. Is there enough of an umdana to mechayev to pay money to? Is it not only enough of an umdana that he's part of him paying him, but is that an umdana that he's mechuyev? But that's not so certain. Because the pshat, I'll tell you why. There's a difference. There's a difference.
Let me get into this mess.
So I'll explain. Let me finish. There's two different questions here. There's a question in reference to Schiras Poyalim, that I only hire a person according to a certain umdana, so I didn't hire him. Then the other question is, if the other person is mechuyev to pay me, we didn't mazik. He has to pay me, we didn't mazik. Mazik, it could be, I'm not considered a mazik. I have no obligation up, we didn't to tell him. I do, be shamayim, but we didn't hold him. I'm not considered a mazik.
I'm not paying money to go back home.
True, but what? But I didn't tell you to go here. What happens if you, excuse me, if you see somebody going to the zoo and you know it's closed and you didn't tell him, are you mechuyev to pay him? Because he wouldn't have gone if you would have told him, if you would have told him, is he mechuyev to pay you because of that? Definitely not. Maybe it's chayev because you could be moneyev from him, or you should be moneyev from expense. But b'day adam, you're potter for that. So only b'day shamayim. Excuse me. If you're a rav, you'll speak. If I'm the rav, I'll speak. Later on, you have questions, I'll answer your questions later. I'll go upon him. There's a difference between anumdana and dini schirus, which pates you from paying the person because I didn't hire him, and as what mechayev you medini mazik. Medini mazik is if I knew that it's going to that you're going to expand, you're going to have an expense, I could have stopped you. That doesn't make me chayev medini adam. Perhaps dini shemayim, it's a grama, but medini adam doesn't make me chayev. Therefore, abedin is not mechuyev to take him back. The losses they shemayim, maybe he's chayev. Bedini shemayim, but bedini adam is not mechuyev to take him back. But I think that he's parted from paying the driver. Now I'll ask you another case. The person gets into a taxi in Yerushalayim, and immediately falls asleep. The customer, but he tells the driver, "Take me to Petach Tikva." All right, so for 45 minutes, an hour later, they're now in Petach Tikva. So the person says, "I meant Rehov Petach Tikva."
Is that near the
Ramat Gan? No, Rehov Yerushalayim, near Matisdorf, near Unsdorf, near Rehov Sorotsky. is Rehov Petach Tikva. It's a major street near Shefa, near Bells. In Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. In Romema, yes, in Romema.
Should it be more explicit? It's his
fault. Oh, see, the question is, does he have to pay the driver or not for taking him to put it?
He could have taken the wrong way.
If the person was up... Well, maybe this is also put a tikva. This is but a tikva. Here, if there are two Malchi Yisraels, they'll have to know. But here there are two Petach Tikvas. And there are two Petach Tikvas, so we have to know. What
if you call Petach Tikvah,
it's also not Petach Tikvah.
Just like people say.
Yeah, many times people may say that way too. Say, it's Sorotsky, take me here. Now, sometimes people say this, some people say that too. I mean. What?
Clarified it.
Oh, so you would say the driver's by he cannot.
Which penalty would you want me
thinking to? And also that's for sure. If the person was up, then he sees where he's taking him. Then there's no question about it. That he has to pay the driver. He saw he's driving, saw somewhere else, but he was sleeping the whole time. But the question is something else. In most, first of all, we have to know in most cases. When a person says Petach Tikva, does he mean the street? Or does he mean the city? But on the other hand, you'd say that the majority of cases when a person says Petach Tikva, it means the city. But on the other hand...
He's in Yerushalayim,
I'm talking in Yerushalayim, we're talking about.
He's more likely to mean the street.
Oh, why?
Because it's local. More likely.
Oh, that's also a point, you see, that most rides that a taxi driver gets in the city are local. Not it's more rare than they want to go outside the city. And in the Gemara and Baba Kama and Chav Zayin, we have there that if a person is selling this other person and they say Chavit, Chavis usually means a barrel. But there's a miut b'nei Yodom that call it a card. They call a chobis a card, a pitcher. So the halacha is that if you ask for a chobis and he gives you a card, then he's potter. Motzi mechaber olav araya, because he could say, I only was mechai myself, only a card. If a miut of people talk that way. So it would seem that there's a miut of people that would call Petach Tikva without referring to it as a street. Plus the fact that in the city most rides are local. At any rate, we also asked, when you come to a Beis Din, you have to make inquiries, we also asked several taxi drivers, what would you think somebody gets in the car and says Petach Tikva? So it seemed to be that the consensus would be that they would ask the person which Petach Tikva meant. Which Petach Tikva meant.
Where within Petach Tikva do you want to go?
Well, usually, many times you tell a person, I'm going to Tel Aviv. Once you get off the highway, you ask him where in Tel Aviv. Not necessarily did they ask that question immediately.
But wouldn't it be the norm that if you were going into city, that you would arrange a price?
Well, that's sometimes I do, yeah, that's true, sometimes.
In town, you wouldn't necessarily,
That's not necessary. If it's on the meter, it's not necessarily. If you arrange a specific price, many times on the meter. There are people, at the city also on the meter sometimes.
No.
Definitely, I know. What? Not necessary. No, that's not so. Many times. I've traveled from Lod to Yerushalayim many times on a meter.
Most times on a meter.
It depends how honest your driver is. Officially, he's supposed to go on the meter.
So, thanks God, that's okay.
But our Kapon, that itself would not
be.
What
did the other taxi drivers say?
Excuse me?
What did the other taxi
drivers say? I told you the taxi drivers seemed to say that they would inquire, they would ask.
Well, they did.
This one didn't. So they would say, in other words, they would have been in doubt. So if it's a doubt, you can't ask for money. I mean, it's a chalavaraya if they'd be in doubt. You know, Konya?
So he doesn't pay?
But even if we pass it, that the law is he doesn't have to pay the taxi driver, but the taxi driver can make him take a shavua, an oath, that he's not playing around. Maybe Taka wanted to go to the city, but he just wants to get out of paying. So he started making up a story that he wanted to wander the street of Petah Tikva. So even if we free the person, absolve him from paying, but still know that the taxi driver can make him take an oath. That's what he meant. What?
Bezdin don't make a choice of such a thing today.
That's the question. What Bezman is there? If you're mechayev shvua, but if you're not mechayev shvua, many times, but he didn't make a pshara because of the chova of a shvua. But there is a chova shvua here. Because you can make a chova shvua.
They don't enact it today, do they?
Excuse me.
They don't enact it.
So it many times make a pshara because of the chovah shvua. Many times Beis Din makes a pshara. But I'm just bringing up, but that he has the right to make him take a shvua, and that he was serious.
Is the Rav saying that if the taxi driver refuses to make a shvua, then he'd have to pay? If the passenger refuses to make a shvua that he wasn't tricking him, then he would have to pay.
I told you, we'd probably make a pshara. They probably make him pay a third.
That would be where he is prepared to make a shvua.
No, or if he doesn't want to, also the same thing.
Chayef,
what?
That's where he's prepared to make a shvua, but Bezdin not chayef a shvua.
Or in the situation if he's not prepared, also could be Bezdin would also make a pshara of a shlish. Could be. Let me discuss another case. Somebody didn't have wine for Kiddush. She goes to they went to the neighbor and asked for a bottle of wine. They wants to borrow a bottle of wine. Now, Moshe Shabbos, he comes and wants to repay it. Tells him, okay, give me 70 pounds, 70 sterling. Why 70 sterling? I can get a wine, I know, 5 sterling, 10 sterling, whatever it costs there. So this is an expensive bottle, special brand name, special wine. So he says, if you can get me that wine for 5 sterling, I'm happy too. But this is lemaisa. This is what you drink. You drink an expensive wine that costs 70 sterling.
It depends how much he paid for
the bottle. Who he paid for? He paid sterling. He paid that much. So, President, wait a minute. If I would have known, I would have gone to a different shochen.
They should both have said, 70 is expensive, then they should both have said, why should we inquire?
One second. Maybe he should have, we'll get to that point also. Whatever. They should have asked, they should have told. We're talking an expensive bottle. I just give you as a dogma. Could be cost $100. You know what I mean? Just an expensive bottle. Otherwise, you get it for $4 or $5. But he says, well, if I would have known, I would have gone to a different neighbor and we got a bottle of wine for 20 shekel, for 10 shekel, for 20 shekel. The other person tells him, I mean, I don't know. You came, you asked for a bottle. The sheik says, the man wants a bottle of wine. He said, Bakasha, he wants a bottle of wine. We gave you a bottle of wine. You can look, it says on the bottle what type of wine is, it's such and such a name, or such and such a thing. Do I know you, that you're not a maven, you know what the wine is? You took a bottle of wine from me, and that's what it's worth. So you drank it up. If you hadn't drunk it, then for sure it's a mechatoyas, you give it back. I wasn't interested in buying for 70 pounds a bottle of wine. But if you drink it, there's nothing to give back. So the shail is, I had a commodity which was worth 70 pounds, and it's no longer here. You drank it up. Does he have to pay the amount of money or not? Let's hear a reason for each side. We'll have a reason for each side, then we'll know yes or no.
Why didn't you tell him how much it was?
Tell me, I didn't even know. A person comes, he asks for a bottle of wine. Do I know? He'll look and see what he wants. What?
A usual kind of wine. So
and even if it is, even if he should have told me the wrong thing. So what? But you drink, you had the ability to look. It says on the label what type of wine it is. It says it's a special thing. You're not a maven. Do I know you're not a maven? If you don't want it, don't use it. They want to. But does that free you from paying if you took something? Not necessarily. If you used it, you used it, you drank it up.
Well, that is obliged to say, do you know it's going to say why?
Could be sure, sir. It could be the right thing. So what? But does that free the other person for responsibility if he drank it? What?
I'd say you have to pay him for a bottle of wine. That's what he borrowed.
But a drink up, it cost me a loss of the whole thing.
He should have said that.
So perhaps he should have said. First of all, maybe he didn't have to say. First of all, you came to borrow. Do I know what you're borrowing? And second, even if I should have said. But maybe it doesn't free you from responsibility. You drink it? Not necessarily. Maybe not. No, maybe not. I'll tell you what we thought. We thought that there's a difference. You see, in other situations, first in Mazik, there's a principle that if I didn't know how much it was, then it could be that potters me. It's my locus about that. If I know what was valuable, I thought it was something plain, and it turned out to be something very expensive, which you normally doesn't go. In Mazik, that's a question where that's a taina. Some say it's not a taina in Mazik either once you broke it. But I could put it, there's a question. But Havah, Tosis says in Ketushin, it's not just a chiyuv Torah. To avoid a svara. What was taken has to be given back. So this fellow took something that was worth some 70 pounds, he drank it up, so he has to give it back. So our opinion was that he has to give back those 70 pounds. The other person could be, should have told him, but what he drank up, he should pay. So that's our opinion, and many other posts can pass it that way also. Now I'll tell you another case. What do you think at a wedding? You know, a person put out a certain number of sidurim as presents, to be given out as presents to people, but apparently there wasn't enough. Sometimes a person puts out 100 and he invites several hundred people, but he put out a certain number of fancy, even if it's a fancy sidur, it's a fancy wedding. Now, person is there, and he knows that a friend of his is going to be coming in an hour, but he sees only two or three left. By the time the other fellow shows up at the wedding, there's going to be nothing left. Does he have the right to take another sitter for his friend who's not here yet at the wedding? What? Oh, definitely we can, but he says it's Chav Lacherim. Even if he makes you a shaliach, maybe it won't help over here. So that's our question. What do you think? He has the right to do it or not? And we can also ask a question, another case also. If on a bus, you get on in the first stop, there's nobody there, it's empty. Your friend gets on the 10th stop. By then it's standing room only, and many times there's hardly standing room either. There's only sardines. So can you reserve a seat? Save a seat for him or not? Huh? Okay, very good. Yeah, that could very well be. Yeah. We'll discuss the issues. That could very well be. And what do you say in our first case?
Huh? What's the kavun of the
balabuas? Oh, then we have to know what's the kavun of the balabuas. You see, some people compare this to a metziah, that if he makes you a shliach, if it's a metziah, you could do it. And some people compare it to a chov, and there's actually no chov here at all. But this case is not comparable, not to a metziah, not to a chov. It's something which belongs to the balabuas. And depends what his kavan is. I would think, under more circumstances, if a balabuas puts things out at 6:30 at the wedding, it's for the people who are there at that moment. So therefore, if somebody who's there at that moment, because of this, will not be able to get it, because you're putting it away for somebody who's going to come at 8 or 10, so then that's improper, because pashtus, the kavan and balabuas, are for the people who are there now. So therefore, it should be the svar is that you're not allowed to chop. And the same svar, perhaps a kavachomer, is on the bus. Because here you make the other people lose. If you're saving for something they can't seat, the violent the people that go on the second stop and the third stop and the fourth stop, they don't have a seat. And also, for sure, the kavana of the bus company or the government which is supporting the bus company is for the people who are there now. So for that reason. Excuse me?
If you're so worried about his friend, you should give him the
city as well. Okay, that's a lot of us.
So, on the bus, if he says to somebody, I have a friend getting on at three stops time, but you can sit here for these three stops.
No, the FI has the right. Once he has a seat, the city or the bus company gives it, how is there first? Come first, come serve. He's not a chuyif to get up. Yeah, it's all dependent on the kavana of the balabas. So for that reason, he doesn't have the right to
put in. If you see in the chasna that somebody's taken two slichas or two benches or two things, can you ask him to give one back? So that would be the kavala balabos that somebody shouldn't have two.
That's another question. You're asking a shayel now, in Hilchas Hochiach, Tochiach is Amisecha. Are you telling me as your mashgiach on the other part?
Did you have all of that? They were giving out slichas, and there was a guy next to me who had two, and I had none.
Ah, you want one for yourself?
Yeah.
Well, if you could tell the person that the Chol Ba'abos means to give out one, but it's not worth a fight about it.
He don't make him short. Cut it in half.
I have another couple of minutes.
Not 5 minutes.
Another 5 minutes. Okay. Now, another case that came up, a person had a restaurant, but it wasn't, the location wasn't good. It was very few people who came to that area where it was. So he tried to sell his restaurant. It was gatenish because people see it. It's not in a neighborhood where many people come. So this guy, he was a chochem. He calls up the base of Tamchoy, for the poor people. And he says he's giving out free meals for whoever shows up this day, breakfast, afternoon, supper. So his store is full of people. As you can imagine, a store full of people. So comes in a potential buyer. He sees that the place is full. It's full day and night. Says he's willing to pay a good price for the restaurant. Of Morgan, he comes in the restaurant, says, nobody here. He says, well, what happened today? It's not Tisha B'Av. Why is nobody here? So he found out. He found out what happened. So, is that a Mekach Tayyus?
Yeah. Is it technical or is it?
Oh, definitely the wrong thing. But the question is, you bought a star. You made no conditions. Maybe,
Do you want to have a loss?
What?
To a cow before it is coming.
He did it because he wants potential buyers to come and see people there.
You're not allowed to give brand water to a cow before you sell it.
That's for sure, but here, I didn't do anything to the restaurant. But you see, we have to understand, the person who was buying was not buying just a piece of land. He was buying a restaurant. And part of a restaurant is the location. The location is part of it. So even though the only thing you could possibly say is, though, that the buyer should usually check it out, what type of location it is. Oh, you could say that this is considered checking out, that I saw it's full of...
You should have checked the accounts. You should have seen how much money it's taking.
So, because of that, since even though the buyer is obligated to check it out, because I checked it out. Look, I seen it's full of customers. I checked out the location. Right?
You check out the books of the year, last year's account.
Oh, that's our question. You could say, since he could have checked it out. But on the other hand, I have no reason to assume that in the third of year, but there's more people than every 10 miles I see all day. People are coming in. If there was no special deal, though, I think it's maybe he's mechuyev to check out for a different reason. Sometime, maybe not him. Maybe somebody else had spoken to Beis HaTamchoy today in this restaurant. We're giving out money. So could be the lokeach. Should have checked it out.
How much money
it's making.
The fact that our people's full tonight
and
not is irrelevant.
Yeah, that's true. You should look up, or not even on accounts, you ask people around there, is this a location where people come? Is this a place where restaurant which is frequented? This is something they could do. And not only that, as you say, one day, maybe, not he, maybe somebody else, Karana came to town and saw there's a lot of poor people. I said, I'm treating everybody, buddy, this one day to a restaurant. So maybe the lokeach was still obligated to look even.
See what normally happens.
And also, there's a Magid Mishnah that says anything which is easily checked out, and you don't check out, then it's your fault. But that's only when he didn't try to check you. Here he tried to check him. But I'll upon him. What's the aloha? What do you think? But it says could be the look I should have checked it out.
It was a deliberate trick, right?
It was a trick, but it could be there was a responsibility, as he says, on the lokeach to find out. Koponim, this case was think about.